go-to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Underground Gospel Radio!
Yo! What's going on? What's going on? Listen, we back in the underground.
Yes.
We back. Yes. Listen, man, I'm telling you, we back in the underground. I'm so glad to be back in the underground. Listen, man, what's going on with y'all, man? Y'all good?
Doing great.
I'm good, man. I had a funeralized, and I want to dedicate my part of this podcast to Neil Ebony Fowles. She passed away last Tuesday. And we funeralized her on today. It was a long, beautiful homegoing service.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay,
45 years old, man. I've known her since she was 19.
Jesus. Wow.
She is
so
amazing, man. I mean, I've been crying.
Wow.
I thought I lost some weight in my face, but...
You thought you lost some weight in your face?
No, that was just rashes. from wiping my tears. But I'm gonna miss her, man. Every time the stage lights come on, man, and she's not there, I'm so used to her being a part of something or somewhere in the back, you know, giving somebody $5 fine. And the people at Bennett College, man, where she teaches.
Right.
It's a big hole, bro.
Wow.
So I'm ready to actually study and look at life differently.
Come on, you have to, man.
That's right.
Because everybody had a new show.
Everybody had
a script.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, her service was, hey, curtain call, man. It was a wonderful curtain call.
Wow.
That hurt me. I ain't cried so much in a long time.
I
even ate less.
You ate less?
You didn't
eat that?
Now she's at the cemetery.
Eat more.
You got we get my appetite. She'll tell me, you better go eat big wig on it.
There you go. Get some comfort food.
I'm going
to
listen to Tanya. Comfort food.
That's right.
We going to love it.
Comfort food.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely, man. Dedicate the show to the, you know,
Tanya Fowles.
Hey, wow. Definitely, we want to definitely give honor to, you know, what honors do, man.
And, that's right.
And definitely who've influenced our lives, man, you know, along the way.
Man.
You
yeah.
know, so
yeah.
definitely, man, I appreciate it. Well, yeah. What's going on with you, man? You good?
Bruh. It's been a week. But you know what? God has shown himself strong. I can't stress the fact that have a personal relationship. Personal relationship with Christ.
That's
Jesus.
Good.
You got to.
I think that's extremely important, man.
It keeps you strengthened, man.
Let me tell you something. You can get shook by the news of someone else.
Yes. And it'll change you.
It'll change you.
The brother of mine named Cordell Page, the other day he posted, he said, no matter how good you think things are going, stuff can come around and it make you feel like you don't know what's going on.
When you think you had it together.
You know what? When you don't got it all together, I know who does.
That's
the truth.
So you got to initiate that faith. And the best way to show the Lord that you really got... that you trust him.
You gotta trust him.
Is when stuff happens, you don't know how to handle it.
Right.
Remember the experience that you already got with him, so the more can be increased.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Listen, I want you guys to go ahead, man. Before we continue, man, go ahead and click like and share, man.
Get your
people in the building, man.
We see y'all clicking and liking and sharing.
This week, the underground trending on the TikTok.
Somebody used to say, hey, Big Daddy. I said, wow.
Lord Jesus.
Yes. Definitely. Underground is trending on TikTok, man. I'm telling you, man.
And they gonna ask me, Wendell, you got TikTok?
I said, yeah, I got a lot of watches.
Yes. So go ahead and click like and share. Follow.
Trend some more. We don't really want to trend.
Yeah.
No.
We want to give a word.
Yes.
And it causes a trend.
That's right.
Come on now. And that's what happens.
That's what I want to happen.
I definitely want to set want to set a difference, man. In the you know, environment, atmosphere, you know, wherever we can set a difference at, you know, what's going on.
That's
we just
right.
like to make a difference.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And what's happening. So definitely, man.
I wish I can remember the young lady's name that made a comment on one of them. And they said, y'all keep it real. And make us laugh and keep it real again. I said, you know what? That's how we live, man.
That's right. That's
to
right.
me, that's real funny.
That's real. Listen, I'm sorry. We just lost 7 viewers.
But turn this bank off.
But we're gonna go ahead and get this thing moving and get this thing started, man. I'm telling you right now, man. Real quick, y'all go ahead, continue.
Shout out to our sis, Jaleesa.
Yes, Jaleesa. Yes, definitely. Yeah. She's going through something, man. We want to keep her definitely up, lifted up in prayer, man. You know,
First Lady.
Yes, First Lady is not in the studio today, man. It's not in the building, so we definitely want to keep her lifted up, man. That's right. She's going through, and definitely, man. You know, we got her back, man. You know, and definitely just keep her lifted. So definitely, shout out to the First Lady,
the First Lady,
Jaleesa.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, listen. So we're gonna go ahead and keep it moving, man. Cause I'm your boy, Sevelis the Artist. I'm your brother. I'm your nephew. I'm your cousin. But I ain't your daddy.
And it's your little brother, Heathen. I'm Lincoln. Cause Jesus is the reason.
And I'm Wendell, Big Wind Power, your ultimate entertainer. And sometimes you might want to turn my mic off.
Turn his mic off.
Turn it off. I heard that Teddy come out of it.
Yeah.
The Teddy Bear had Teddy the Teddy
Bear.
P.
He say Teddy
it's
Bear.
It's almost cuffing season.
Uh-oh.
It's fall.
Yeah. But yes, man, listen. So we already know Jesus is
outside.
Because the word of God is going up and is coming down in the underground. Yeah. Listen, man, listen.
We sound like a quartet.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
We don't have First Lady here to put it in a melody.
Right.
She want to sing everything. So.
Everything.
But yeah. But yes, dead cough, right? But yes, listen, we're going to go ahead and move forward with this topic, man. I'm really excited about this topic, man, because I think it's definitely relatable to a lot of people and a lot of our viewers. And personally, man, it's relatable personally. Yeah. So we definitely want to get this topic going, man, and man, get this thing going, man. Yeah. So listen, we going to move forward, man. Woo. So the topic for this week is... Addiction versus dependency.
Y'all get that?
Woo! Addiction versus dependency.
Uh-huh. Because at first, like y'all said, addition. I am the word surgeon over here. I want them to enunciate. Addiction.
Versus dependency.
Dependency.
Whoa. Yes. Wow. I think that's it hits home for a lot of people, man. You know, because addictions really drives, you know, and motivates, you know, our everyday lives.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
So I think really with addictions, they turned into a dependency.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you depend on what you addicted to.
Right. That's right.
And that really curves your life and your lifestyle and even relationships.
Now, it has to.
You know what I'm saying?
Why'd you look at Window and say curve? And
I know. I saw that.
That wasn't on purpose.
I ignored it. Because he went way out there. But I said he being his preacher. He going around the mic. But he could have looked at little fella and said that.
But But listen, we really, you got to understand, though, I wasn't talking about you.
I tell everybody, I'm in shape.
That's right.
In round shape. Is a shape.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
But listen, so addiction, you know, and addictions can be very, it doesn't matter what you're addicted to, because even certain things, you know, even in certain things, people don't think is addiction. It really is an addiction.
Right.
You know, like some people think, you know, and this is not for you, overeating is an addiction.
Right, you're right.
Now, wait a minute.
See? Curved.
I'm big because of a brain tumor called
prolactinoma. I didn't say you
eating habit.
I just said this is not for you.
Yeah, but you no offense.
No, this is not for you.
This ain't about you.
We know your situation, but this is not for you.
I can lose weight. I can't go to the gym, y'all. So I ain't making no excuses. But their addiction. Can I use my doctoral education?
Yes.
When you have any addiction, a lot of times what happens is people think it's not an addiction because it's something that's okay to do every day.
You saying it?
It's okay to do. To your body or for your body because it doesn't harm your body. But they don't understand it psychologically.
Yes.
A lot of things that you do repeatedly.
Right.
like gossip, like mm-hmm. eating as a comfort food.
So would you say that there's a stigma with the word addiction and only thinking that it's referred to drugs?
Yes.
Yeah. Love it.
That's
love,
why yeah. I wanted to go on the psychological part about right. it, because some people are addicted to love. They want to be
yes. in yes.
yes. yes. bad relationships because yes. they want that newness of
yes.
love.
Yes. That's right.
That
yes.
newness,
right.
Oh, I got me a new boo. Oh, I met a new guy. Oh,
right, right, right.
I met this girl. Then that's mm-hmm. an addiction
yeah.
to right. being wanted.
Wanted, right.
And believe
that's right.
it or not, anything that you do repeatedly mm-hmm. that causes and sets your character and right. your idiosyncrasy.
Mm-hmm. You hear what he said? Yes. Sets your character.
Sets your character.
It sometimes is your addiction,
yeah.
yes.
which is not good for you, because at a certain point, you have to leave your addiction and be you. Yeah. Wake Forest University.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Hallelujah. So
you have to leave yeah. your you
sometimes
have to leave.
You really do. You have to
wow.
leave your addiction. Now, whew. When you want to say alcohol,
yes.
some people say, you know, I go home and I'm going to take a sip of something that relaxes me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or I
mm-hmm.
might puff on something, but I don't smoke the whole thing to right. relax me.
Right.
Now, what happens is you would now tell yourself that in order, because it's
come on.
Have a role
yes.
that it's not an addiction because
right.
it has a role.
It has a role.
It relaxes me.
Uh-huh.
But then if someone say, well, why don't you just try warm tea?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just try sitting outside for 30 minutes and just be quiet?
Solitude
or meditate.
Yes.
Mm. Now, uh-huh. if that person tries it,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you the term you used the last time.
Right.
When you say backslide.
Yes.
Then that activity that relaxed them before
right.
will be a backsliding activity
yeah.
to relax.
Yeah. To relax.
Yeah. But it's still never going to be considered to them addiction.
Jesus.
Wow, wow. So addiction is definitely a mental thing.
It's
a mental thing.
Yeah.
It's Can I ask this?
That's why people can't tell you that you are addicted to it until
right.
you tell yourself.
To
would
you identify
addiction
it.
Be, is addiction a part of mental health?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
I just explained it from Wake Forest. I gave yeah. you the mental health part of addiction.
Yeah, because think about it. Because some people, like you said, some people can be addicted to attention.
Yes.
You understand? Wanting right. to seek attention
right.
and want people. Because now, here it is. You're going to be addicted to social media.
Uh-huh.
You can be addicted to, yeah. you know.
Yes.
I've been there. Yeah, you could be addicted to so many different things, but they don't call it addiction
right.
and
right.
until you identify it right. as what it is.
And
Jesus.
Yeah, and sometimes your addiction
mm-hmm.
in the mental health field
right.
will give you another title. Like there, I'm going to give you a good example.
Uh-oh.
And I don't like to step on toes.
Come on now.
But they call it body mutilation.
Yes.
But people are addicted
to pain.
Some are addicted to pain.
Right.
But some are addicted to looking different. So they go and get all of these procedures.
Right.
Now, yes. Body modification.
Okay. And what happens is they want to see someone different. Now, that within themselves, they don't like the core of them.
Yes.
So if you change the outside.
Yes, yes.
But what happens is after all of these different, you know, operations
modifications,
then they're going to be labeled a body mutilator.
Mutilator.
Yeah.
Them lips are too big.
Too big.
Oh, you made this. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's really transforming the society.
Come on.
Yes. It's transforming the society, and people are not aware of that.
No.
Their addictions, you know, to the transformation,
right.
you know, and even falls into the church, because so many people falls into the identity of church.
Mm-hmm.
And don't think that it's mental. See, in church, you focus so much on the spiritual.
Yes.
And you neglect the mental.
Right.
And
right.
a lot of these people that come to the body and come to the church are really mentally ill and they have an addiction mentally.
Right.
But but here's where the thing is where now when these people need help,
mm-hmm.
the leadership don't have the correct discernment
yes.
to right. identify mental versus spiritual.
Man,
come on.
How about when you was talking, I was like, we need to teach people.
Yes.
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 When you're battling.
Come on.
Mental.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual.
Right.
Right.
Or just attention seeking behavior disorder.
Right. See, that's how you know that certain leaders are only after the pocket. Because if you care about it, you're going to already know that it's a mental thing.
Yeah.
And you have to sit down and listen to someone to really, like Jesus.
Right.
to actually see what's going on inside a person's head. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what Pastor Steve did for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the purpose of counsel.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because that's the purpose of counsel.
Yeah, right.
And see, some people need to know. But see, some people can preach but can't counsel.
Come on. Oh.
They can preach you under you a pew, word, but can't counsel.
Come on. Because the word says they have wise counsel.
Right. And I went to school to counsel.
Uh-huh.
And so that I could also be therapeutic for me.
For you. Right. Right, right, right. That's good. Right. That's,
for
good.
You.
That's good.
For
that's good.
You.
That's good. That's good. That's
now,
good.
I'm saying that because addiction's definition, I'm not real fond of because it's a noun.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
The fact or condition of being addicted to a particular substance, thing, or activity.
Mm.
But the example is he committed the theft to finance his drug addiction. Mm-hmm. Now, here's my problem.
Come on.
Every addiction is not...
Yeah.
A downward spiral.
Come on now.
Right.
If you are addicted to love.
Yeah, come on.
Maybe it's because your mental is so lonely.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So you will compensate.
Yeah.
Right.
For what you're lacking. So sometimes your addiction, meaning doing something over and over and without thought.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Think about it. Some of the things that we're addicted to, we'll do it without thought.
Without thought, yeah.
Without
Now, there are people that smoke cigarettes every 20 minutes. They got to have a cigarette.
Right.
Even if they just left church.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull my cigarette out.
Well, there's even addiction to sex.
Yeah.
There's
people. Yes, indeedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get into the word, man, because we actually could talk about that, though.
The Apostle Paul.
Come on.
Yeah. He wrote to the Church of Galatia.
You gonna break it down?
I'm gonna break it down in the script. We're gonna go to Galatians 5, and we're gonna start with 19. But man, I'm gonna tell you, read the whole chapter.
Please do.
Please.
Especially 7.
I mean, we're gonna jump even to some of it, but the specific is because I'm glad that he shows that addiction is not just a drug.
No.
Wow.
So Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, where we start next, says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these," saying this is the works of the flesh, adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lavish viciousness. How you say that? Yeah, I said that right. That's a big word. Verse 20, adultery. Witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation. What's that word?
You got it in front of you. I don't have what's in front of you.
I don't have the right of what's in front of you either. I'm listening to
emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings.
Okay.
And such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Wow, wow.
The L word was people that try to be so gaudy and
the Pharisee and Sadducee.
Yeah, just so, you know, so
holier than thou.
Y'all call them cap or extra and gaslighting. That's you want to be better than someone else. You will do anything you can to make someone else.
Jesus.
Wow. Wow. What you read from Galatians 5 and
Galatians chapter 5 and started with verses 19.
Verses 19. Okay. So, real quick before
Yeah,
do this. It's we're gonna read from another version so we could break it down a little bit more. Right. So it is obvious what kind of life develops out of trying to get your own way all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Repetitive loneliness, cheap sex, a stinking acclimation of mental and emotional garbage.
Come on.
Frenzied and joyless grabs for happiness. We were just speaking on that.
Yep.
Trinket gods,
Magic
show religion.
Come on.
Say that again, please.
Magic show religion.
Right.
That's what's going on now.
That's what's going on.
come on up here. Oh, he can walk now. But go ahead.
Yeah, magic show religion. Yeah. Paranoid loneliness.
Hey.
Oh, come on. Listen.
Dr. Powell came out, boy. Dr. Powell came out early on. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Cutthroat competition. Uh-huh.
Come on.
All
church.
Consuming yet never satisfied wants.
Mm-hmm.
A brutal temper. An importance to love or be loved.
It's impotence in it.
Yeah, impotence.
Okay, yeah.
The lack of
ability to mm-hmm. be loved. Okay.
Yes, right. Be loved. Yeah. Divided homes and divided lives. Mm-hmm. Small-minded and lopsided pursuits. Oh, the vicious habit of depersonalizing mm-hmm. everyone into a revival.
I told you.
Gaslight.
Yeah.
Listen, uncontrolled and uncontrollable addictions, ugly paradise of community. I could go on.
Yes.
Listen, this right here, this isn't the first time I have warned you, you know. If you use your freedom this way, you will not inherit God's kingdom.
Right. Your freedom.
Remember, I read that.
Wow. Wow.
Come again, it comes back in 7.
Yes.
What he's saying is, I'm going to give y'all a choice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not really giving you a choice.
Right.
But I'm going to lay something down in front of you. I'm about to preach now.
Nah.
Come on. I'm going to lay something down in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Now, you can get circumcised.
Right. Okay.
And I'll know from that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because your flesh was cut.
Yeah.
And you went through an act.
Yes.
That you love me.
Right.
Yeah. Or you can accept Jesus.
Ooh, yes. That's it.
And show love.
Yeah. Yes.
And when you show love, you better not go through none of those things they just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Please do me a favor. I gave you a choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But what would have happened if many people they get circumcised?
Yes.
And still do all that.
Still do all that.
You just cut yourself. But nothing.
That's people that do not obey the word of God but call themselves Christian.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Exactly what it is.
They will go through every ceremony to get a title.
Right.
Wow.
To get recognized as.
Right.
But they will be everything that he told you not to be.
Wow.
The title is more important than walking in obedience.
All right.
Wow. But
we call that religious.
Religious. Yes.
That's an addiction.
That's an addiction.
Oh, come on now.
Yes.
That is it.
Right.
That right there alone is an addiction.
That's an addiction.
Yes. Wow.
Right. That's an addiction.
Wow.
Yes.
And
all your answer machines. Praise the Lord. You called so and so and such and such. We're here.
So you can actually be a part of the body of Christ and have an addiction to the actual church.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because now you would think, oh, they I call that ministry.
Right.
But
right.
In mental standpoint,
that's ministry.
That's right.
Yes. In ministry standpoint, they go, oh, that's ministry.
Right.
I'm doing the Lord's will. I'm doing God's work. I'm doing this. And you're spending most of your time
in there.
Right.
Instead of in
guess
Christ.
What? You don't have to think for yourself.
No.
I'm going to throw myself in it. I don't have a problem with people to go to church every Sunday.
No.
But a lot of people, remember I said there are people who are addicted to love.
Yes.
So the same people are addicted to someone's knowing and saying their name that day. I have no problem Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
Wow.
Right.
And no one calls my name. Let's say I don't go to work and I just stay home.
Yeah. Right.
There are people that will lose their mind. That's what happened during the pandemic.
Well, see, I got a confession. Like, and we had a conversation the other day about this. I had, from growing up without hearing I love you, I used to validate who I was in people's lives by how much they told me that they loved me.
Without the action?
Yeah.
Without, it didn't matter whether they showed it or not.
Yeah.
As long as they told me.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
You know, that's what mattered to me because, see, people showed me they loved me, but I didn't pay attention to it.
Right.
I paid attention to the
hearing. Yeah, you wanted to be soothed by it. That's the word yearning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to be soothed by the word.
Right.
Yeah.
And you didn't pay attention to the action.
Right.
Wow.
There are people that will go in the church and will stay in there.
Right.
And again, we're not shooting down a church, but some people are going to church for the wrong reason.
Right.
They're going because when they walk in, someone says, "Hey, sister so-and-so."
Right.
Whereas when they go into Food Line and then later go to Dollar General and then right. go to the mall, no one speaks to them. No one noticed them.
Yeah, yeah,
so you exactly. can't, you can't use the church house mm-hmm. or the body of Christ, the assembly of people,
right.
as your comfort.
Wow,
you gotta have, but that's a mental illness.
But that's a, but do you think that's, that? But yes. do you think that wow. where because I've seen a story where a young lady was actually upset that her mother devoted majority of her yes, time sir. To the church.
Yeah,
and then when she got on her deathbed, the church didn't come visit her.
Right,
you understand? Didn't right. come for her because then now her mother developed a dependency.
Yes. Right,
you know what I'm saying to the church exactly. and to the things of the church, but you know, is it can you actually develop an addiction to the church and a dependency to the church and still not please God?
Can I give you a Wake Forest
you can't do
seminar
that,
again? Can I give you a Wake Forest seminar?
Go ahead and give it to
him. There was a man who knew he had a alcohol and weed problem,
mm-hmm.
and he knew his church was open every day. And he respected the church.
Okay.
And he also respected and he wanted. So he would go to the church every day
mm-hmm.
so that he would never smell like weed or alcohol.
Mm.
So going to the church
mm-hmm.
was not an act to hear the word.
Mm-hmm.
It was his way. I'm confusing you, I hope.
No, I'm not confused.
Let's say he went home. And fell short and drank and smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now he can't go to the church.
Who says so? I did.
This man.
Oh, that's him.
This example. A lot of people will go around church people constantly.
Right.
So that they will be shielded from their own addiction.
Dish.
Wow. See, I was the one that didn't. I just didn't come around them.
You didn't care.
Yeah.
But some people who would purposely put themselves in a judgment seat.
But that's not healing.
Situation.
That's not healing.
He just asked the question, is there people that will go to church every Sunday and will go
and that's
for the
what
wrong
they do.
Reason?
Yes, yes.
They're literally people yeah. like that.
Yeah, and I mean,
yeah.
they neglect the actual real purpose of why they go to church.
Well, but you see what I gave you?
Yeah, you gave an example.
Well,
they're
neglecting
of a man
the fact that they're not going to church, but not going to God.
Right, he went to church
to avoid
for a totally different reason.
Wrong.
But
reason.
If you're not going to God and you're going to church, you can't expect healing.
People don't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it. Believe it or not, man. That's why it's literally called a mental illness.
But see, that's because why I could go around church like, folk. That's why I could go around church folk drunk or high because I was going to God still on my own.
Well, I understand that part, but other people would not do that. You get what I'm saying?
I understand because that's people. But
yeah, okay.
If they had a personal relationship with God, it don't matter because at the same time they're receiving some type of healing every time they go to God, and that's showing transparency. Even and it shows that they are not afraid or ashamed.
Yeah.
Of being that place that where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And step
yeah.
back, and you're dealing with a person who mentally can't do what you just described. It's a million people like
that. Yeah, it's a million.
Yeah, but there's a million people that's like me too.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah. But you got
to. And the segue to that is dependence.
Ah,
bam. Yes. You took the words out of my mouth.
The state of relying on or being controlled by someone or something else. Hear what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why I said that example. Some people, bruh, it's not that they're weak. It's not that they're not transparent or even fake. Sometimes there are people who will use any type of mask.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Any
yes.
type of any type of fallacy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not to cover up the addiction,
mm-hmm.
but to cover up that they realize that they have it.
Wow. Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
What you have to realize if you have any addiction, it's number one that you have it, but
right.
but before you realize you have it, you've been covering it up all the time.
Wow!
Right.
I don't know no alcoholic that don't chew gum or do a mint, and then when they right. realize they're alcoholic
mm-hmm.
and they don't cover up no more mints.
Wow.
Right.
Now it's up to you to deal with them in their minds.
Right. Wow.
But imagine if they went to church.
Yeah, they do.
They do. So they will cover it up. And someone will go, if they want to quit, they'll keep showing up in people's face.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So they won't drink.
Wow.
But because of different situations and addictions and dependency,
right,
they find themselves rushing right out.
But by not being transparent, they never get healed.
That's why it's mental.
Now, here.
Okay, I'm gonna give you an example. Look, I can look at that camera. I'm comfortable as I don't know what in front of that camera right now. But if I had to take my shirt and undershirt off, even I would be uncomfortable. And I'm very confident about myself. Now, I can't be no more transparent than that.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's straightforward right there.
I can't be no more transparent than that.
Because you're covered, you get comfortable.
I'm comfortable.
I like being naked like David.
I
like being naked like David. I'm sorry.
And sometimes it's not because of how your body is shaped.
Right. But it's
some things about you you don't want other people to see.
I'm trying to figure out, like, why y'all saying it. I'm trying to figure out why I'm like the way I am, because, like you said earlier, I be on the toilet and I'm trying on shoes, and you was like, well, some stuff you just should say. I'm like, I don't care. Because
now,
you
can have the conversations.
But the acts.
Would you film yourself doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, something wrong with him.
Yeah. I mean,
you would film yourself.
If I had to expose myself, I would.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah, you're different.
Yeah, you're definitely.
You're exhibitionist.
Yeah.
And I do it expeditiously.
Y'all going to have to use your imagination.
But see, that's from where I come from. It's like I've witnessed from myself from trying that. Like, I used to be like that. Like hiding under hiding behind the cross. That's what I say. I was hiding behind I did certain things, but I was hiding it. And it was like, yo, I didn't receive no healing from it. And years and years and years, it kept prolonging. And I'm like, what's wrong here? And the problem was me, the part of me that wasn't able to be transparent and to show it all and to bear it all. Yeah. Because even to bear it all, you have to bear persecution.
Right,
you have
right,
to
right.
bear, you know, when, man, you have to, you got to go through it to get somewhere.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get no healing if you continue to wear these masks and put these covers over and stay in denial continually. It's not going to take place.
No, you won't get healed overnight.
No.
But I will say this, when we're talking about addiction and dependency, some people think it's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, some people do think it's the same
thing.
It's
not. Because a person that's addicted to weed,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
they ain't dependent on it.
Mm-hmm.
And some,
some do depend on
right,
it.
Right,
yeah.
right. But a dependency is something that you tell yourself, your
you got to have it.
Yeah.
You got to have
you
it.
You got to right. have it. Wow.
You know, I don't like people calling me crack.
I was like
head.
That. That's when I was smoking.
A person that smokes crack.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why they're doing any and everything, prostituting their bodies, stealing, looking bad, and this, that, and the other, it's not for the crack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're looking for that initial high that
they'll never get
they're
again.
They're never going to get. Did y'all catch that?
Yeah, my mama was a crackhead for 28 years.
So you're chasing something.
Yeah.
But somewhere in their life, there's nothing that jumped in front of it
mm-hmm.
that was greater than that high.
Exactly.
That they weren't willing to chase.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what's difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's nothing.
It's the fear of doing something different because you done got so much in tune with doing something that you depended on. You said, I need this. And when you can get to the point of saying, you know I want something different.
But we just proved that when it comes to crack, they didn't need it. They're chasing that feeling,
mm-hmm.
and that is what they need.
That's what I'm saying. So once you recognize,
they're addicted to that need.
You keep doing it, but you're not getting there.
Yeah,
when does it click that okay, I'm not gonna get it no more?
Wow.
When does that click?
When when you're not in the position to see anything else.
And that's when you get knocked down face down on your butt with nothing.
That's exactly right.
Now with that being
now, go ahead.
With that being said, do you believe that how can you be after God's own heart and still have a real serious problem that you can't shake? Here it is, the story of David. He, you know, messed up in so many different ways.
Right.
He, you know, you can almost say, you know, he's had sex with somebody else's wife.
Right.
He's, you know, abused his authority. Mm-hmm.
David, you know, wasn't afraid to be liberated. No matter what, every sin he committed. I know that it said he quickly to repent. That's why he was after God's own heart. But then you got to, he was wanting to be liberated from every sin that he committed spontaneously after it had. He was convicted so much that he want, no matter if he killed a man for to get a woman's life. Boom, after it happened, he recognized he wanted to be liberated because he knew the how many times did God have to, all right, David, you done did this, so I got to do this. And after you recognize that God, after God do one thing, he has consequences. Then once you recognize, I don't want the consequences to be so severe, because what did he do that one time when he killed Uriah and he took Bathsheba? God said, okay, now I'm either gonna take so many thousands of your men or kill your child.
Yeah.
The average person would say, take my them thousands of men. Mm-hmm. He said, no, take my son, which was a reflection of God giving his child as a sacrifice for us. He said, take my son so my men can live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
was quick. He wanted liberation. When a person is liberated, it's a high. When you are liberated, it's a high that you can chase and receive something that gives you satisfaction.
Wow.
Once you've been in that hole, in that pit, I've been there. That's what made me make the change from smoking meth, smoking weed, K2 and all that stuff, and drinking. I got tired of being in the place that I
What's
was in.
K2?
And then it's synthetic cannabinoid marijuana mixed with methamphetamines. I used to make it.
Wow.
So
It's
a strong drug, which it heightened.
That's a strong
when
drug.
I stopped smoking it, it's what heightened my tolerance for marijuana. So I had to smoke that gas. Mm. I had to smoke that exotic stuff, that rapper weed. So I'm saying, I have put my body through these things. And every time I came to a place of, I'm not touching my God. See, man, I was getting high, and then I got liberated, and then it come back. My flesh rose up in me, and when my flesh rose up, see, I was smoking. And while I was smoking, it was like, you know what? I'm trying to smoke weed and get what God can do for me. Mm-hmm. And that's what David did when he fell into lust. When he fell into, he would recognize, these things can't give me what God can.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But then when you're liberated, how... You know, because
you receive satisfaction.
You receive satisfaction.
True satisfaction.
But then, if it's true satisfaction, why would you turn back from, you know what I'm saying? And
deliverance, because it go right here. It go right here. It's a self thing.
Because now what I'm trying to say is, you have spiritual, you know, strongholds, and then you have physical addictions. You have so many different things that attacks the body.
Yes.
Because then now you can say, hey, I'm addicted to porn. I'm addicted to sex. Right, I'm addicted to all that.
Right.
But then I can say, hey, I'm truly liberated. After I bust one, we can say, hey, I'm good.
And then to be liberated, you got to go through the process of being tried.
Yeah, but you know, everything you just described, real talk. That's mental.
That's mental.
I didn't say it was mental or spiritual or not. I'm saying it takes liberation in order to get there.
So do you believe David was mentally or
yes, the man had a mental issue.
I was listening to you. I went from your co-host to your counselor. I was listening to you, real talk. You don't understand that all you were going through was a mental breakdown, and you use outside things to mess with your mind.
Right.
And here's an example that you used. When you used a K-something-something-something.
The K2.
That made you intolerable to marijuana.
I didn't say it heightened my tolerance.
It heightened your tolerance. So therefore, it sounds like mentally you wanted to stay down at the weed.
No, I didn't know that it had methamphetamines in it at first. Right, see, right, that's right. The thing. I didn't know it.
This is all mental. And I want church folk
right
to get it straight and spiritual folk to get it straight, because we're going to start getting a reputation as body of believers that Christians are losing their minds because they can't separate between what's a spiritual
attack, a mental attack. Well, come on.
And a demonic attack.
Demonic attack. See, yes.
It's stages.
Yes. It ain't stages.
Yeah. It's like,
bro, it ain't
to me, it's like stages, like mental.
How you can't have, you can't
have
a stage.
You cannot have a, I don't believe you can have a spiritual or demonic attack if it's not mental. Mental to me is the root of it.
Any attack of the mind
is mental, right?
It is mental.
A demon.
No, even great things that happens in your mind is mental. Mental exactly. is what your conscience.
Where's your soul at? And it's all up here.
Even how you interpret your soul.
It's but the
soul to me is in my heart.
The soul consists of five different things, and the mind is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Exact. I know this.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Give or take. Just say, I know. I mean, my uncle even taught me this, and he, Masonic, I know. Mm-hmm. So I know. He said that the soul is broke down, and the mind is one of them. Mm-hmm. So if the mind is one of them, then it starts mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it can manifest. If it's like giving food to a dog, whatever you feed, it's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So if you cannot know that you got a mental issue, okay, it can be manifested into something even more deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as you go deeper, it goes from spiritual. Okay, it went from mental to spiritual, but you still can't let this go. Well, then it's declared, and that's a shaky ground when it's declared if it's demonic, because it could just be a stronghold or a soul tie, something you connected to. It don't gotta be a demon. So this is stages. Yeah,
remember, I don't mention demon.
No, that's what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
I don't mention demon at all.
Because I'm gonna tell you why. Whatever, when you get up in the morning and your testosterone is high as a man, and it's also high in a woman.
Right.
And your mental will tell you you want sex.
Mm-hmm.
Your
mm-hmm.
mental. Now, that's your intricate system from your brain, from your pituitary that tells you where your blood is flowing.
Flowing, yeah.
That's your mind. Now, some people's mind, when they feel that way, they don't care who they have sex with. So if a man gets up.
I do.
Listen. No, real that, talk.
No, yeah, it happens. I know where you're coming.
Who will get up.
Yeah.
And they'll go to a stepdaughter.
Yeah, yeah.
That's mental.
Yeah, that's mental.
What?
That doesn't mean
when I wake up, I got
that
go
was
pee.
A mind.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So some people's waking up the same testosterone
right.
that's higher in the morning
mm-hmm.
will make them make a bad decision.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that became mental.
Right.
Something that is normal becomes mental. Because of a choice. All the things we just listed.
Right.
Even the things you were just saying. But none of it was demonic.
Yeah. Right.
That's
yeah.
what
he said. I'm giving you a choice.
Choice.
Right.
Yes.
You have the choice.
But when you smoked weed.
Yeah.
And they got laced with this. And they got laced with that. Now you got to try something stronger.
That's
or
a choice.
Or I drink brown
no,
liquor.
No, I didn't have to try nothing stronger.
It happened.
It happened. Like
right.
I was smoking something that I didn't know all the ingredients to it that didn't
right.
come out till years later.
Right.
So whenever I'm trying to smoke regular weed and I'm like, yo, right. why is it this doing what it used to do?
Right.
I did my research and found
right.
out, oh, that what I did before
right.
that had this inside of it.
Right.
That's why I can't smoke that no more, and that don't do nothing for me.
Right.
So I went to something else that was stronger.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm glad we keep talking about weed. Cause now we got people that's going in churches,
oh,
and they don't
boy.
Know,
oh boy,
what that ministry was laced with.
Yeah,
yeah.
You better say that. You
and,
better
and
say
so
that.
Now they think that you need to jump and shout and this,
and
that, and the other.
That's right.
Get Jesus.
That's right.
No,
that's
you
right.
don't.
Now they got a high tolerance.
High tolerance.
And feel like just going to the word is, so is now, not enough.
Yes, just, no, they don't even go to the word because all they want is
that K2 worship.
You better say that.
But this is what liberates.
That's why I believe you listen to people when they're talking.
That's right. That's
right. Because while you were being transparent, God was giving me a total message about
transparent.
God's people. Wow. God's people.
Because you know what you just really showed me? Now I see why people don't want to go to the traditional church.
Traditional churches, right.
Because they think in order to get a Cadillac, and to get more, you got to jump around like the other
people.
In other words, their early worship got laced.
Ooh.
Now they don't have a tolerance for the word.
The word
don't make some people shout.
Wow.
Just the word to some people.
But shouting don't heal.
And it used to be a nice choir singing a hymn.
Move your spirit.
That's right.
Now you need praise dancers.
You need all that.
You need to flag people. You need people doing whistles. We need more of a fanfare.
Right.
We got addicted, and we're now dependent on what excites us.
And ain't none of that Bible.
We don't want the word.
We don't want the word.
Ain't none of that Bible.
We don't want the word. And he telling you, hey, listen, I don't need you to circumcise yourself.
Yes.
I don't need you to get high and be transparent.
That's right. No, if I wasn't transparent, then you never would have got that.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all tell me and put it in the stage when you see this right here.
Oh, my God.
Put it down. It sounds like you feel more excited that even when you was high, you saw God.
No.
Whenever I saw God...
was when I recognized that I started pushing through the mess when I wasn't doing it. I'm getting high. I wasn't getting high trying to see God.
No.
I was getting high just to get high.
Right.
Going through. And then when I said, you know what? This is not satisfying.
Right.
This is not satisfying.
And in a number of times you kept mentioning, even in your mess, you saw God, you wanted the word. Even in your mess, while you was high. You wanted to see God and you saw God.
I didn't say I saw God.
You
can play it back. I did not say I saw
God.
I said when I was in my mess, I wanted to be back with God.
Your desire. I wanted
because I recognized that smoking could not give me what God could. It cannot liberate me.
That's my whole point.
That's what I said.
Yeah. That is exactly word for word what you said.
Wow.
I don't like people putting words in my mouth.
What you was basically saying is, while you were in your mess, you realized, I got to get out of this, just like everybody else. All of us got saved in our mess. We talked about that in the last thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We all got saved in our mess for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I'm pointing this out. Because rather than, and I don't want another person that's hearing you think, because you didn't mention that it was good that David did this and David did that. While you're in your mess is when, to me, God shows up. Yeah. He's supposed to show up, and he's supposed to show up even stronger.
Mm-hmm. He would not have showed up if he would not have seen my heart.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's a choice. I had to make the choice in my mind to want to be liberated.
Mm-hmm.
He would never show himself to me to where I could be able to receive him to get to being liberated. If I would not have shown him that through in my heart, let him know, this is not what I want. This ain't getting me to where I need to be. So since this is not getting me to where I need to be, I need you.
So even in your high state, you was able to understand that's not the position you wanted to be in.
Exactly. And a lot of people in their high state know that.
So even getting high, it brings out a low point for you to say, hey, you know, I recognize that I don't want to be in this position. But yet again, you go right back to it.
When I went back this last time, that was over 2 years that it took for me to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever that happened, when I went back, like I told you, it was for like a month and a half to 2 months. And I told my wife that I could not explain why my flesh was rising up inside of me. Mm-hmm. I couldn't explain it. But when I dug into this word today, before the podcast, and what the scripture said about when you don't, when you do not love your neighbor, when you don't love your neighbor properly, and I think we all are guilty of this, when we don't love our neighbors properly, your flesh will rise, and the things from your past come back up. KB said it the best in one of his rhymes, in one, on one of his songs, that my flesh mocks God. It dies, but rises up every 3 days. So by that even being said, the scripture right here is showing that when you don't love your neighbor the way that you're supposed to, then the flesh will rise up. The old things in the body will rise up in place of that. That's why Christ was saying, love thy neighbor. It says that right here in chapter 5. You love your neighbor because the sacrifice, the liberty that what you was giving to yourself, you take that liberty and give it to somebody else. And in that place of my life, I wasn't putting liberty to nobody else. I was taking my own selfish counts and liberty upon my own self. So when I wanted to be liberated, God reminded me, you need to love your neighbor the way you love yourself.
That can go a lot of different ways, you know, when loving your neighbor, you know, versus loving yourself.
But the scripture says it right here.
Yeah, yeah, it says it. It says it, and
for
I believe that.
For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but love, serve one another. For all the law was fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one another.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely,
see, it's
that's
a fleshly thing. It's a fleshly thing that if we learn the satisfaction, trying to satisfy self, try to satisfy somebody else. Like the word joy, J-O-Y, Jesus others than you. If you activate doing this, that's why joy is eternal. Because when you have an eternal thing, it lasts forever. And when you can get joy by doing for others instead of doing for self, you become liberated from your fleshly sins. I'm done.
He said he done.
He said he done. He done.
He needs some water.
But I love how you know how passionate you are about
experience. That ain't passion.
It's experience. But I'm saying with passion about what.
So let's say a lustful man. A man that say he don't lust for a woman or things of that and that nature, then I'm asking, throughout the day, he say he don't have an issue with that, but certain things, and everybody say they don't have an issue no more. Deliverance is not saying that you don't ever have a mental thought of doing it again, or you don't even make a mistake of doing it again. Deliverance is a daily thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. It's a daily thing with everybody.
Yeah.
Right. So to say that, like what you kept saying, Steve, do you go back to it? Mentally, a lot of time people go back to doing this, a lot of things all the time, but do they act on actually doing it? That's the thing.
When you say that one more time.
A lot of people all the time, naturally in reality, people go back to certain things, whether in their mind or physically.
Right.
So you were saying, when I went back to smoking, was I really liberated? Well, then when somebody say that they don't have lustful thoughts, but they see somebody and they lust spontaneously, did they go back to it?
They went back to it mentally, yeah.
So then everybody does it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm expounding on the liberation where if you're saying, hey, I've been liberated, I've been freed from it.
Right.
Then if you're freed from it, then there shouldn't be no type of residue or any type of thing to say, hey, I'm not going to go back to it.
But there's always going to be some type
of residue.
Of course,
it's going to already be back to it.
So then in some way, shape, form, or fashion, people are always going to go back to it.
It's there.
Just like Paul said, with a thorn in his flesh.
I can honestly say some people don't go back to it. Mm-hmm. Some people can actually say, hey, I'm not going to go back to that, because then now they have developed releasing themselves from out of a stronghold, right, from out of something that was holding them or bounding them. Some people actually are really delivered from the things.
Not from all things.
Well, I didn't say all things. I say for certain things. Right. You know, now there's certain things that they can't you know, get rid of or something. Right. That's just like some people can't get rid of cigarettes. No. You know what I'm saying? No. Some people really cannot break that. But guess what? Who did?
I did.
Hello. So now you can't say everybody has the same struggle
and I don't even have the same struggle.
So exactly. But that doesn't mean, you know, that say, hey, I can't say, well, you got cigarettes, you're gonna go back to it. But then now you say, hey, I'm not gonna go back to it, and I don't have a taste for it, and right. I have no desire from it. Right. You broke the stronghold with right. the help of God and the strength of God, but guess what? It's also mental right. and spiritual.
So those thoughts are still going to come in from some way.
I still say, we're using the word liberty a lot.
Yeah, that's why yes. I use liberation, because it takes liberty to get the liberation.
Even liberation. To me, if I'm in a Bible study, I wouldn't use what I call statistical words.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Huh?
I don't know what that means.
Like, I wouldn't use liberation while talking about Christ, consecration, deliverance, because that liberation means you have a plethora of thought.
Right.
That you can choose from.
Right. A variety. Mm-hmm.
I got quiet because we went on a tangent about liberation.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave the best examples in the scripture about choice.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Liberation and choice. Liberation is sociology. What we're talking about is addiction.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about dependence. And like you said, with choice.
Right.
My habit, my go-to, I keep telling people, when I go back to it, I ain't backsliding.
It's a choice.
I just go back and do it.
Right. It's a choice.
But then why did Jesus call it backsliding then?
Huh?
Why did Jesus call it
backsliding? He said he loved the backslider.
And what is a backslider?
The person that goes back to something and as a reprobate mind, they never ask for deliverance. Well,
reprobate means to never go back. No. I mean, reprobate means to change and become a child of perdition.
No, well, a reprobate mind is right. a person that says,
I'm going to do what I want to, and I don't care what God say.
Yeah. You know, and you know what sociology calls that exact person?
I don't know.
A liberated person.
But liberty goes both ways, just like liberation.
No. That's what I'm getting at.
But that's sociological, but biblical. But liberty goes both ways, just like liberation.
That's the fact. That's when people are stamped. Where they don't care. To them, I'm not going to follow the Jews. I'm not going to follow the Gentiles.
Yeah.
But it goes both ways.
It does. But I'm talking about what we're talking about.
But it's in the word. I'm talking about what the word uses. And that's what the word uses. He used liberty, liberation, choice. It's still choice. Because you have freedom. Choice.
Yeah, it's a freedom.
So he's saying, in the scripture, it's because they made the choice. I still say, even though it's your situation,
I'm going to go with what the word say.
That's the word. You didn't backslide because you smoke weed.
I backslid because I made a choice.
To do something that you told yourself you didn't want to do anymore.
Exactly.
So I didn't rule God out.
But I don't think
God looked at you and said, my son backslid. I think he said
you've made a bad choice. You've fallen some far from grace. Yes, I do believe that.
And that's
because
good.
You know why?
That's I lost
hearing him in certain. I think that's deeper. Personally, I lost, honestly, my finances, like the way Hold on. I lost a way that I see God spiritually, the way he allows certain things to manifest in my life. I lost sight of able to see in that. I lost sight of many things. And to me, that's deeper than just some physical thing. That's a spiritual thing that my relationship to what I have with, it was affecting my personal relationship with him to where I can see him work manifest in my life. That's what it did.
Now, I've dated the wrong woman. And I stop looking at certain things with God because I'm focusing on that, right? But because I recognized it, God can still see I'm still looking at him.
But his word says that he says that we fall from grace.
We do.
We lose.
Do.
What is grace? Strength. I fell from grace. I fell from having the strength that God has told me that I freely have in order to beat whatever has come against me. Yes, I fell from grace because how many months was I in that position? I was falling from grace. His word says
I'm not saying you weren't. I can't say whether or not
you were. But you said that that's not backsliding.
I said
that
I.
Right, you.
I wouldn't call it backsliding. And I'm saying that because we're going to be saying this in front of other people.
His word says it in front of people.
But it's what, it's not that you did X, Y, and Z. I'm using my words correct. It's not that you did this, or you drank, or you screwed, or you da-da-da-da. When you backsliding is when you take something else or some motivational person and you turn away from God and the focus that he has for you and you had for him.
That's what I did.
Right. All I'm saying is you did that, but you're saying you did it because of weed.
No, I didn't say I did it. I did it because of what my dog did to me. I'm talking about the same thing.
Y'all are saying the same thing, but just in different ways. Because I'm listening to y'all. No, really, y'all are definitely saying the same thing.
It's like you're saying the psychological, and I'm saying the theological. And that's what I'm like, because I feel like he's telling me that, not saying that I'm wrong, but that, you know, I'm saying what the word is saying. And you're saying what psychological is saying. So I'm like, okay, I understand it, but this is the word. The word is what got us here. This is the foundation.
Mm-hmm,
this is the word. This is... If you take that away, then you ain't got the cornerstone. Then you got nothing but opinion.
Opinion
like a butthole. Everybody got one. I'm just saying. So, I'm saying, but everybody ain't got the word. Everybody got a butthole, but everybody ain't got the word.
Well, hey, listen.
I'm just saying, bro.
We can agree to disagree.
Oh,
you know,
with
say
that.
Yeah. But this is something.
In many different ways, because a lot of different people are listening to what we're saying.
Right. But you guys are.
And the same thing happens in churches.
Right.
But the problem is, there's only one person getting up there saying something. We can agree to disagree,
right,
or see something differently. But I don't want no preacher to ever look at you.
Right.
Like I've seen a lot of preachers and say you wrong for doing X, Y, and Z, and you're not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just sitting in front of you as your brother saying, bruh, you beating yourself up. Hold on. You beating yourself up and telling us what happened, but the real deal is God is working so much in you that it don't matter what kind of weed, what kind of this, that. You are encouraging me and a lot of other people
by being
transparent.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't mistake it by telling people that because of what and how you smoked or whatever the case might be, that was your down.
Yeah.
My insecurity after what happened to me.
Right.
Because we said that on the last post.
Right, but they're not hearing that right now. I'm just saying, I know preachers that would dog you out and keep dogging you, and I end up cussing them out because I know you're a good dude and where your heart is.
So the word is saying that
you definitely had good control over who you are and what you are, even in your mess.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And you knew who to go to, your pastor.
Right.
You
mm-hmm.
knew to go to your wife. Do you know how many people that are out here
don't know who to go to? That's right. That's right. That's why I was saying you guys are saying the same thing, and I know what you're talking about because I know preachers like that, and they will eat you up and literally chew out.
See,
and
we're all y'all ask me why. Or how could I do what I'm doing? Because I've been eaten up, chewed, and spit out.
And I want people to know that.
But that's what we're saying. We want you to be able to do that and say that.
Even if I gotta be the one you yell at.
That's why I'm the heathen.
I want you to know that.
Because what's a heathen? Still always looked at as the not accepted God. Mm-hmm. Not accepted.
But Eve, do you understand, even from you speaking from what you were saying, you are not accepted in the churches of four walls?
Yes.
You understand that even from your testimony, even from your passion, even from you explaining the transparency of yourself, you are not accepted.
But do you know how many people need you, man?
Need you.
Do you know how many people that won't listen to me because I don't get high? Because I don't have your example.
Exactly. You are an example, and I tell people, remember I told you that. I said you are a purpose even here in the underground, because a lot of people can, they will actually understand you and understand where you're coming from and actually have been there but don't know how to cross over. Right. It's not the fact that the people were even walking around the walls of Jericho, but then when it came down, it's when they walked over.
Right.
Some people don't know how to walk over. They know how to tear walls down.
But they don't know how to walk over.
They don't know how to walk over and walk away from what is going on in their life.
And you said all that, and you ain't blame not one other person.
No.
And that's in the word. You that's ain't blame not that's one right. other person.
Yeah.
But see, that's what I was saying.
You took it on yourself. See, mine ain't nothing.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm a sparring partner. Today, I'm your sparring partner.
Yeah.
I was going to let you keep punching until you understand what I'm saying to you is, no, you ain't backslide. You blessed people.
You blessed. That's right. You blessed people.
I'm going to let you keep on punching me. I don't mind you getting mad because we ain't going to have no
That's right.
Because it's people that you are the example. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you're saying.
That's why, it's like a passion. I wanted people to understand.
That's what I just told you. Yeah, it's a passion.
Yeah. but it's off of experience. It's like, it's deeper than me. It's like you got to.
My son is dead. 38. He ain't get his life together till he turned 38.
Jesus.
And what did you got his life together?
Wow.
And then he died. Jesus. I wish he would have met somebody like you.
Jesus. Wow.
Why you getting hot? He didn't meet nobody like you. He kept hearing from me. And I wasn't saying the right thing, man.
Wow.
So while you talking, Jesus. I'm listening to what could have saved my son.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus, everything you talked about, everything you was mentioning, that's why I got quiet.
Wow.
Because it was things he was probably trying to say to me.
Jesus.
Wow.
So you ain't backslide.
You
went in the well so you can come out.
Wow. Wow. You went in there.
I refuse to say you backslid.
Wow.
I refuse. Whoa.
Wow.
Because you had to go through it to tell somebody.
Yeah.
He sent me there for you.
That's it, man.
He sent me there.
Yeah,
he sent you.
I knew exactly where you were going with that. That's it right there. Because he's right. Because
people listening, man, that ain't been through what you've been through. And there's people that have been through it. And there's other people that's educated like me, but still can't help you.
That's right.
He done dipped you in the well.
He done dipped you. Wow. That's Jesus. Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
That's what needed to happen.
That's exactly.
That's why we're here. That's why every camera ain't work.
That's right.
That's why everybody ain't a part today.
That's right.
Jesus. This needed to happen.
It's needed. Yes. Wow. Wow.
That's our underground. That's our brothers.
Amen.
That's it.
Brothers.
That's it. This definitely needed to happen, man.
It needed to happen.
God, yes.
It's like brothers. This in the word. Sometimes when you read the word.
Love thy neighbor as you love thyself.
What I'm saying.
Wow.
Hear me?
Wow. It needed to happen.
You got loved ones, man. I can't say nothing to them. But if I'm sitting in the forum with you, they heard it.
Yes.
I kept saying, hey, man, but it's people listening.
Yes.
I'm going to keep punching you till you punch me back.
Yes.
You're going to be the best fighter. Steel sharpens steel. I don't mind
yes.
you getting mad.
Yes. That's right.
I'm going to let you get mad till you say everything you got to say out.
Wow.
And I don't care about crying. Don't bother me.
Jesus.
Don't bother me.
Wow.
It wasn't mad. I'm not mad. It was righteous anger.
Yeah. But it
was conversation.
It was conversation.
Yeah. It was understanding. Peeling back. Teach me. Tell me
onion,
what you're saying. Because
if you pull back so far with an onion, you're going
to
cry.
The bottom line is, I'm saying to myself, wow, if I could have said this when he was 20.
Jesus,
yes, man. Wow.
Wendell.
You wow. understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, wow. man.
So not only is that, is it guilt on my part?
Mm.
I don't feel guilty, but my whole thing is now I'm hearing the answer.
Wow, you're
I'm Jesus. Having an aha moment.
Wow, wow,
Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus.
But guess
Jesus.
What? It may not have saved my son, but it's going to save somebody else. It ain't all about the songs.
Mm. Come on.
The marches. The preacher preaching. Mm. It ain't about offerings.
Mm.
It's saving souls.
That's it.
Not just from Christ and the devil. Saving lives. So people aren't dying out here.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm tired of people dying over things that they could have lived if they just heard from a person who knew the word.
Who knew how to come out of what they...
Who knew how to come out and say what the word... What thus said the word in their own way.
In their own way.
Wow. Wow.
All beautiful dishes ain't at beautiful restaurants.
Mm, I say this 1,000 times, and now it really means more to...
Yes, sir.
Means more to me than anything. God saved the heathens.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
He got to.
He got to, man.
He got to.
Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
He got to.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Woo!
Something broke in here today, man.
God!
It broke in here today. Yes, it broke.
I don't mind being a broken vessel.
Yes, I don't mind. That's right. That's right.
I don't mind something leaking out.
Mm.
I don't need to be pretty at you.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus.
Woo! Wow. I thought I was a mess.
Mm.
I wasn't a mess, but I learned that I can't fix other people's mess because I ain't been mess. If you ain't never cleaned a dirty, dirty house, you don't know how to clean house.
You don't know how to clean house.
Wow. But that's why I kept, you know, and I'm telling you, every person.
That's why
person,
we kept driving to this.
See, most people would have been like, okay.
I know the Lord got lift up of this right here.
Absolutely.
I say it just like it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
I looked at you with straight love. Like, oh, no, God will come out of there.
Absolutely.
No, I needed you.
Yes.
And it's funny that sometimes when you need somebody, they fight you.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Yes.
But you know that's true love.
That's true love, yes.
And I wouldn't have got upset.
That's right.
If you kept fighting me.
Because
I needed you.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And that's true, man.
But if I wouldn't have kept fighting... It wouldn't have been
I was
no
gonna
liberation.
Make it fight. I know how to do that. I know how to keep fighting.
So you was?
I was doing it on purpose.
Oh yeah.
Jesus. You couldn't tell.
Oh yeah. I wanted to say.
I was provoking you, and you said twice. I don't even know. I put my words in my mouth.
Yeah.
So I threw it again.
Yeah.
I threw it again because listen to me. That was a certain point when you was talking, and you was clear, but because I didn't experience it and didn't understand it, I saw you as my son.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Jesus. So I was trying to provoke out of you.
To make sense why you...
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I seen you. I seen him literally punching, daggering, whatever. Because and I can read body language. He didn't.
Leaned.
I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, he didn't.
I need it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I read his body language. He wasn't upset. He really was trying to get you He was really trying to understand. Like, you understand what you're doing. You understand that I'm getting clarity of what's going on right now. You understand? And you have to be in that position that everything is not an attack.
Yeah.
It's not an attack. It's a humbling moment, a humbling experience. Like, what can I get from
because
this person?
So right. That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, how else can you describe what you've been through and you started going on and as if no cameras was here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm saying to myself, oh, snap, how can I make myself more open to other people?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have a conversation with the camera off about the young lady that just died.
Wow, wow.
I'm crying, too, because of some things I wanted to tell her.
Jesus. Mm.
So definitely, man,
it would it be right that I would say that?
You were the rabbit.
No, listen to me. I'm going to ask this. Because they said that I'm a prophet, but would it be right to say that I'm a catalyst?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Of course, man. Of course.
Yeah.
You got to understand.
I thank God for y'all, man. And I apologize.
You ain't got nothing to apologize for me.
No, well, I want to say about I've been attacked my whole life, like you said.
I mean, I heard you.
Yeah, yeah.
So I used what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
I used everything that you said you didn't like. I used everything but standing up.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I even stared at you like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you looked at me, then looked at him, looked at me, looked at me. I tried. I won't try to make you mad. I want you to talk to me.
Yeah.
Because if you, my brother.
Yeah. Yes.
And if I'm falling.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be there to pick you up.
I better be able to stare you dead in the eye.
That's right. And not, yeah, just amen. Amen.
I don't have a lot of people to do that.
Amen. Yeah.
Because they keep putting me up here. Who the hell put me up there?
Wow.
Jesus.
Yes. Be up there.
That's right.
That's it. That's
right.
That is it.
That's right.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Well, we definitely finna get up out your face and up out your ear, man.
We sorry.
Oh, like y'all told me, don't you be sorry for nothing.
God. This has been.
If y'all were looking for laughs,
this wasn't the one.
This wasn't the one.
This wasn't the one. This has to happen today.
And it's so funny how it happened.
Yes.
Things got turned off. Click, 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 click.
Would you say that today the veil was torn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. The veil was torn today.
I got on my running shoes. I don't even run.
Look, God, y'all, I'm glad y'all watched to see them two team up on me, and I had no idea.
No, I was definitely trying to do the mediating here because you guys were saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. It was just that you were more passionate in what your stories and what you've been through, which he needed that.
Right, and I needed you to say more.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, but there's people listening to us that might, I need you to say more.
But see, that's the thing that's why I didn't interrupt and I didn't stop. I didn't do anything.
That's why I said you teamed up with it.
Because people need to hear this.
Right.
They need to know that we have someone and that this is true. This is living proof and evidence that God can bring you from addiction.
Right,
God
can
bring you out of situations.
Right.
God can get you from cigarettes, snorting cocaine, KC, or whatever you've been on drugs. Because, so I haven't been on those type of drugs.
Right.
He hasn't been on those type of drugs. Right. So
soda. RC Cola. But I also want people, in real talk, to be able to say, yesterday I was high as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
But still, you okay reading that Bible in front of people.
Yes.
And
yes.
Not be called a hypocrite.
And not be called a hypocrite.
That's right.
And
you I just want everything to be like that.
Yes.
Because it's now either this or that. Either you're going to be, or you can't be straddling a fence.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember no fence.
Man.
And I ain't straddled nothing in a long time.
We finna get out of here. We getting out your face and up out your ear. This has
jumping. I ain't shot a fence. I ain't shot a fence. Where's the fence?
That's offensive.
That's offensive. Wait a minute, we supposed to be saved.
This has definitely.
I love my brother.
Listen.
Yes.
I needed this. Man.
Yeah, listen. This has been an amazing time, man. And I really enjoyed this, man. But definitely, we getting out of here, man. I'm telling y'all need to go ahead and make sure y'all get into your word, man, and understand that God is able to
love your family
and love your neighbor as God loved the church, man. I'm telling you. So I'm your boy, Sebless the Artist. I'm your brother. I'm your nephew. I'm your cousin. But I ain't your daddy.
And it's your little brother, Heathen. I'm leaking because Jesus is the reason.
I'm Big Win, the ultimate entertainer. And when I cry, turn my mic off.
Turn this mic off. Turn this mic off. And we out of here. Peace.